for welcome here. So one question first. Who here is in the physical body more than 64 years old? Yeah? Okay, so just three. So all the rest of us here actually took Gyan. Oh, sorry. Firstly, I'll introduce Bridge Mahombai. Bridge Mahombai is a very senior brother, and he's took Gyan in 1955. So most of us took Gyan. He actually took Gyan in our last birth, yeah? So we may have even known Bridge Mahombai before that, in our last birth. So big welcome to Bridge Mahombai.
Om Shanti.
And who's here first time is today? Who's the first time? Okay, so we have at least half a dozen or more first timers. So welcome. So today's the interview is sort of on this concept, or the title we have for this season of Bapsaman. And what does Bapsaman really mean to us? And we say, okay, the journey and the destination. So, you know, as per Dharma, we are all on a journey, yeah? And this question of the destination, is Bapsaman the final result, Bridge Mahombai, or is this part of the journey, the concept of Bapsaman? Because it means being equal to Baba, Bapsaman. So,
first of all, I am very thankful to Baba, to Dharma, and to all these sisters and brothers who have come from far off places. So lucky to meet them here. Not only now, but also now we will meet again and again forever, after 5,000 years. Such a nice thing. No visa, no passport, no air travel. So, how lucky I am. So, should I clap for myself? Okay. Because Bab Dada says that the world was one, and it is going to be one again. Now it is fragmented. So there are souls, majority souls, who have their role to fragment the world. And there are minority souls who have their role to unite the world. So which side we are? Unite the world. Now, should we unite nations or should we unite natures? If we unite natures, then everything will be united. Nations do not matter. So Baba has introduced a universal culture, and that is called which culture? Ask them.
Which culture? Again?
Brahmin culture. So, how lucky we are that we belong to Brahmin culture. So, it also means Brahmin family. Okay? So, in family, there can be no family without
mother, father.
Father and mother. So this is our topic, that we are a family. Among ourselves we cannot be fathers and mothers, okay? But we have belonged to father and mother. And you have said the topic for today is Bapsaman. Okay. Means to say like the father. But you have not said like the mother. Okay. So we have to be careful in our deliberations to see that we must keep a distinction between father and mother. And we have to become not like mother, but like father. Okay. Now, who is more affectionate and more on the side of children among father and mother? Huh? There are two opinions. So those who say mother, that it is the mother always for the children. She will, even if the child makes some sort of mischief, the mother will try to protect the child. So who are with me on the side of the mother? Huh? Okay. Now, what is the desire of the mother in her heart? That my children should be like me, the mother, or they should be like the father. What does a mother wish? No, a mother wants to make her children the like of father or the like of herself. That is the question. So those who say father and are with me, you raise your right hand. Well, it means to say that others have not deeply gone into the implication of the topic of today. Even Brahma Baba, who is our mother? Okay, who is our mother? Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba? Brahma Baba. Even the mother, did she want to be Bap Saman or not? The first one who wanted to be Bap Saman was who? The mother. And if the mother herself wants to be Bap Saman, then will she not like the children to be Bap Saman rather than Mother Saman? Okay? By being Bap Saman, we can also play the role of producing spiritual children on behalf of Baba. Being Bap Saman. But nobody will accept us as mothers. Will anybody say you are like Brahma? No. So therefore, what is the conclusion? Have they taken their breakfast? Achha. So, why is it that you are not speaking? Is it silence?
I think they're just
warming up.
Warming up. Yeah, warming up. I'd say warming up. Yes.
So, I hope this whole session is not warming up session. Okay. I thought I will have to cool them down, but they are warming up. Okay. No problem. Now, Baba says, all physical activity is rooted in spiritual activity. Even the formation of a family begins with a spiritual family. And the whole world acknowledges it. People of all faiths, all religion, they believe in two things. This which is common. One is the Supreme Father. And the other is the physical ancestor of all, common ancestor of all human beings. And who is that? Who is that? You ask them.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to ask them.
Who is
you
the common
supposed to ask
ancestor
me.
Of all souls? Adidev?
Called by different names. Eh?
Yeah. So Adam, Adidev.
Yes. Adam, Adidev, and then Adam, and so on. So we are descendants of two. Physically, we are descendants of Adam. And spiritually, we are the progeny of Supreme. So that is a common factor. And if you bring the picture of the tree before you, what you find? That the tree has common seeds. The tree has common roots. Okay. The tree has common trunk. And then there are branches. We are going to celebrate Christmas soon. Huh?
Yeah.
So what we do? A branch, we straighten it. It has no roots. We say, this is my tree. Okay? So like that. So in a sense, we are already one, belonging to one, physically, spiritually. The only thing is because we have spread out in the form of a tree. So some are on the left side as this branch or that branch. So Baba has given us now a condensed understanding that actually in the whole world, whether it is South America or North America or you said many countries, we all have one common seed, one common roots, and one common trunk. Because everything starts from one, then it becomes two, three, four, and multiplies. So presently, because the drama is coming to an end, if it was not coming to an end, it was okay for us to be where we are, and be happy with that because we have to play our role. Because it is coming to an end, so we have to get back to the roots. And that is why this topic becomes relevant. That becoming like Bap Saman, Father. Now two more words are added. One is journey and the other is
destination.
So how many of you have come from your countries thinking that we will be reaching our destination and not bought the return ticket? How many of you have not bought the return ticket?
So one up the back there.
I think you have assured more about the return ticket than about the arrival ticket. So which means we are on journey. Okay? We have not decided finally. That like the 9/11 people, they just bought one side ticket only. So therefore, we are on journey. Okay? Now, do you want your journey to be pleasant or like, you know, like suffering? In India, the word for journey is suffer, and it means suffering. And if you go perform any journey, you will have to do some suffering. So the first thing we ask is, was your journey comfortable? Although it was not, we have to say yes. Isn't it? So that takes away half of our discomfort. So therefore, we are on journey. Okay. Now tell me, if somebody is on a journey, of course, there is a terminal station, but also there are stations in between. Supposing you have to get down at a station in between. And you have purchased ticket for that only. Will you be waiting for and happy about reaching the destination, or you will be thinking that it should not come at all? Normally, what will you do? Say you have purchased a ticket en route for, let us say, which is the common, maybe let us take Paris theoretically. Okay. So we have purchased the ticket for Paris, and some of us have to get down there. That is our destination. Shall I be waiting for my destination? And if there is a delay, I will look at my watch, oh, why delay? Or shall I be, when Paris comes, I say, I don't want to get down? So what happens in this journey of life? Do we want to get down? We are ready to get down. Baba says, ever ready to get down. Or we have a list of hospitals in our mobile that if somebody wants to put me out, no, I will go to that hospital and I want to stay here. And if that, why so? Why so? So this is very important about destination. Baba has told us the terminal station. There, after that it won't go. It has to stop. But should we wait for the terminal station, making all the preparations required to get down, or should we prepare so that I get down at the nearest, next coming station? What should be our aim object? I think they are feeling burdened, They are not smiling, they are not laughing, They are not sharing.
It seems the soul world's a little bit serious. The soul world? The destination?
No. Any destination.
Any destination.
Okay. To make it easy, let us look at our Brahmin ancestors. What did they do? What did Divine Mother Mateshwari do? What did she do? Now you have to answer. Unless they speak, I will also.
This is Mama, yeah?
Huh.
So what did Mama do?
What did Mama do? So she prepared so that she can get down earliest, okay? And what did all other ancestors do, even including Brahma Baba? They waited. Did Brahma Baba wait that my children of today will come and instead of this soul, Brahma Baba will be sitting and giving you drishti? Did Baba wait? No. So what is the lesson for us? So far as destination is concerned, what should we do? Should we follow them or not? So then now tell me, what is our destination? What destination we have fixed, when it will come, and whether it is in our control or it may come any time?
Our destination is now, isn't it? Our destination is now. This moment.
Yes.
Making the most
so
of this.
So both thing. Of us are not going to leave this chair now physically, okay? Okay?
There's nowhere else to go.
But there is a lunch ready for you.
But that's just a thought now.
Acha. So therefore, this is the main question. So when Baba says, be ever ready, normally we say, I'm ready. Because it is out of my control, so I say I am ready. But in what condition I leave? So there is a word called all of a sudden. The word is, so far as destination, when it will come, so it will come, not by telling us. And it is good that it does not tell us, I am coming. Otherwise, we will become miserable. So many things come all of a sudden. And nowadays, everything comes all of a sudden. So this is about the destination. So we should write here, all of a sudden. It can come any time. Which means to say, I should not postpone. I should do everything right now. Do it now, as they say. This is very important. Because I would have done to the best of my ability. I would not be repenting that, oh, if I had known. For instance, we have seen Brahma Baba. We have taken sustenance from Brahma Baba. But we took it like ordinary. Just I am sitting with David Bhai, I thought I am sitting with Brahma Baba. If I had known, then I would hug and not leave Brahma Baba. So therefore, anything you want to do, because other people in the world are not concerned about destination, they do not know, but we know. So we have to be ever ready in the sense, whatever I am required to do, I should do to the best of my ability, so that there is no repentance. Then it would have been done. Many of us think, when that moment comes, then I will say, okay, now I will bid farewell to all my relatives and relations and possessions. Oh, now I am going, okay, please don't connect with me. They will not. I have to disconnect myself. Which means to say, I have to be strangers to everything. This world is not my world. I have come to this world. This is not worth living. That is why Baba wants us to forget about it. Apparently, things may look very attractive and very glossy. But the third eye should tell me, it is not so. Can I ask them a question?
Yeah. I think so.
Actually, you are supposed to ask the question.
Okay.
Achha. Okay.
Someone has a question?
Yes. They are asking?
I thought it was, yes, someone had a question there? No. Okay.
So I will ask you a question. Out of that, you ask me a question. Okay. Now, can we imagine that there will be anything at all, ugly, bad, cause of grief, suffering in the golden age, anything, little bit, no, sure, so we can raise our hand that nothing of dislike will be there in the golden age. All agreed?
Yes.
They will raise to Dadi Jansi, not here. Yes. This is the problem. Let us put Dadi's photo. Huh? Okay. All right. Now I am reversing the proposition. If there is nothing at all which we can dislike, no sight, no sound, nothing in the golden age, can there be anything good that we like in the Iron Age, by contrast? No. Okay? Theoretically, no. But what is the practical situation? We go to the shop and say, this shawl is better than this. This shoe is better than this. This center has better table, and so on and so forth. This food is more tasty. Food in Pandav Bhavan is better than food in Gyan Sarovar, for example. So what is it? It means that we want to have both the things with us. We won't want to leave golden age. If somebody says, do you want to come in silver age? We say no. But we also don't want to leave the bird in hand, that this, we should make the best of it. So unless, the second word was journey. Now when you start your journey from any place, which side is your back and which side is your face? Simple. The place you are leaving, that is why nature has given us eyes only on one side. Even if you try, you won't be able to go beyond this 180 degrees. So therefore, it is simple law that when I start my journey, my face is toward my destination and my back is towards where from I am starting. We have to ask ourselves a question. Are we really on journey? And if we are really on journey, then should we not turn our back to the old world? Even if a person is having a green card and permanently migrating to the USA, he may have near and dear ones. He may have children, relations, a nice fridge he bought only 1 week ago, maybe an apple also in the fridge, whatever. But the person, as soon as he thinks he goes, all his thoughts are towards the green pastures, not towards this. So he has to leave. Even if there is little attachment, he has to go. Are we doing that? Number one. And number two, which costume we are wearing? Baba has told us you have got 84 variety of costumes. Okay? And the best one and the last one also we know. So which costume we are wearing? Irrespective of our age or our present face or whatever. But which costume it is? The last? Which? There is no costume in today's world which has not given you trouble. Anyone. Even a doctor is sometimes ailing. So therefore, we know. And Baba says you emerge the next costume. Because we have to emerge things. When we are heading toward destination, and we are closer to the destination, more we are visualizing what is in store for us. And we are forgetting, but it becomes distant. So in that sense, Baba has given us knowledge, what for? To make use of it. So should we be attracted by all the attractive things? Because the present times, things are not durable, things are not made to last. They say, go by the fashion, not by the durability of the thing. Because it is so quickly changing, everything. You may buy a camera today, after a week it becomes obsolete. You do anything, because quickly, Maya is trying to hold us on, because knows that my customer is going. You hold the biggest program in Mount Abu, bring the President of India to Mount Abu, he makes a speech, it will be reported in all the media, print media, electronic, without the name Brahma Kumaris. This is the wonder of today. They will say he said this, that, he was addressing a function, but the Brahma Kumari's word does not come out of their mouth. Why so? Because in their heart of hearts they know that when Brahma Kumari's come, nothing will remain. So they want to avoid it, do everything. So similarly, Maya knows we are the oldest customers of Maya. Who are the oldest customers of Maya? Who? Because we first, after 2005 years, we became the first customers of Maya. And no one will like their first customers to go away. If the first ones go away, what happened to that? And Baba always says that Maya's things are artificial things are more attractive today than real things. And artificial things you will be using more than real things, even if you have the real things. We are all using paper currency, plastic currency. What does it say? I promise to pay. What that is in their strong rooms, gold or whatever. And that is also a percentage they keep. A rich man having the best car in the city, he does not use that car. He knows that if they find me in the car, they will kidnap me or they will kidnap my children, I will be in trouble. Or the income tax people, they see me, they will note my number, ask me for my account. So everyone is hiding. You may be having a real diamond necklace and you have to go to a party, say to come to Gyan Sarovar. Will you wear that? No. Although here all are saintly people. You know what may happen on the way. So therefore, this is the curse of Kali Yuga. You have things and you cannot use them. Any person who becomes rich, he will get diabetes or he will get heart problem. His driver will be gulping sweets and he will be watching helplessly. Oh, I can afford, but I can't. So this is the curse of Kali Yuga. So apparently, he earned the money to enjoy sweets, but that is not to be. So we have to see deeply with our third eye the game of the Maya. And then only you can have complete renunciation from that. And unless, I will use the word hate, unless you hate this old world, you cannot really proceed at speed towards your destination. You will say, yes, there is something, yes, yes, golden age, there will be palaces, but what type of palaces those will be, I don't know. It is all imagination. No. So we have to, because we are the inheritors, and Bapsaman also means that Baba, Shiv Baba, by Shiv Baba's characteristic or qualification, Shiv Baba cannot enjoy happiness and cannot suffer sorrow. You know, he is above that. Therefore, Shiv Baba won't do anything which will even give Shiv Baba golden age. He doesn't enter the golden age at all. Because he knows that anyone, even the Lakshmi Narayan or Sri Krishna who steps on the first day of golden age, what is he going to be in future? He knows. So he avoids that. And that is the only zone which can avoid. If I want to avoid, I cannot. So therefore, Shiv Baba, the creator of heaven, does not enter heaven. But the law of karma says, you only, if you do, you will get. So Shiv Baba, very cleverly, or in his design of things, he does not do. He gets done from those who have to go to the heaven. Therefore, Bapsaman means, although the occupation of Shiv Baba is to create, to purify the souls, to make them qualified, prepared for the new world, but he does not do it himself. He has got the mother. That mother is the first instrument and she gets number one. And then all of us have been bestowed, like a passport office, visa office, the power to give visas to all the souls of the world. Either you can send them up or you can send them there. That is the whole thing. Now how lucky we are. We have come here just to refresh ourselves. Baba said this is the holiest of pilgrim centers. Other places you go, you get the statues or the pictures or the stories about some human souls, great souls, but this is Almighty Himself. Baba says, we all say we have faith in Baba, but how much? Baba says, if you have full faith in me, nothing, you don't require anything from the world at all to sustain you. Baba used to say, a day will come, Now you have to purchase things. Then people will offer you things and you will refuse. We are seeing those days. A king, in olden times, kings were not applying taxes to the people. Just people brought gifts to the king joyfully. And the king will just watch them, put them here and there. Kings of this world, and Baba makes us what? So Baba says the entire world, entire resources, everything, beautiful sights which we cannot even imagine, those are ready for us. And what we are doing here? Amrit Vela, I feel cold. Oh Baba, I may not have to go to hospital, they will not save me. So I will get up and go. So either as a duty or under compulsion, or that others may not see me sleeping. 100 types of Amrit Vela yogis are there, you know. So therefore, and then the beauty is there also we have taken the return ticket. It will start at 4 o'clock, it will end at 4:45. Return ticket is already there. So it means before that I was not in yoga, and after that I am free to be now my own. So this is what we are doing. That is why Baba says, with everything on the plate, how many of the souls really deeply, lovefully do what Baba has given us the power to do? And Baba says, this physical going to the center, running after people, come to my program, the well doesn't go to the thirsty. Actually, the thirsty come to the well. And now is that time that we have to emerge our spiritual power. First of all, we should be regaining our inheritance. Then others will automatically be attracted. Baba says, you don't have to put any label. Your contentment, your joy, your happiness will reflect that they have got something. People, now they are look at the airport due to your dress, that they are white dressed, they look, you don't take any of their food, they say they are different. But it is the beginning only. So they should be that attracted. So this is our destination. And this is our journey. You can move as fast as you can. Now Baba says time is there, last so fast. But after time it will be last so last. Then we can't do anything. So journey is in our hand. It's a spiritual journey. It can go at any speed, but you have to maintain that speed. Not that you, one day you are up, other day you are down, and then you will be tired. No. Even today's Murali was what? Today's Murali.
Yesterday's.
Refreshment. Huh? You see? That Baba says, I am making you refreshed. No question of getting tired. I give you Gyan to get refreshed. I give you yoga to get refreshed. I think of Sat Yoga, Golden Age, you get refreshed. And Baba says that everything is meant to refresh you. And why still we are feeling tired? Because that is only in our thinking. We think I am in Paramdham. Only think. And I know after some time I have to go to the Golden Age. Think. So Baba says thinking is different. We have to become. So we start becoming, and then you will really feel I am getting. So this is the destination. Now open to questions.
Yeah, we can ask. So anyone like to ask Bridge Mahampaya a question on this? Any question on the journey or the destination? Everyone's content. Why do we become Bapsaman? Why?
Yes.
Why do we become Bapsaman?
Why? Huh? Nice question. You see, we have, every person, even in the physical life, passes through different relationships and has different relationships. I may be a child to my father. I may be a father to my child, isn't it? Similarly, when I say Bap Saman, so Bap will remain Bap always or no? I will become father of my father? No. So Bap Saman means, first of all, I have to be child. Because a child only can be take after the father, isn't it? They say, God created man in his own image, they say. It is Bap Saman. Not that man becomes God, a soul becomes God, but the image, one can see from the child that, oh, what his father will be like. So first of all, we are children. We should never forget we are children to be Bap Saman. Because if there is no Bap, how can I be Bap Saman? If I say my Bap is everywhere, I am Bap, you are Bap, it can't be. So I have to be child. And child is entitled to all the inheritance of the father. And the best child is that who has the likeness of the father. And people will say, look, he is a child, but from this child, the father is reflected. You can have the example of Dadi Janki. She lives in this world. Okay, she doesn't know the languages also. And look at her age. Look at her age. This president of India knows me. I went to see him off in his room here. He had seen me walking like that, you know, with my weak legs for lighting. He said, Brijmohan, you should give some energy to your legs and make your legs walk properly. He was just friendly. He was advising me. I thought he is younger to me, 15 years. So I said, you know, my age is now 87 years. He says, but your dadi is 103. So see, so I tried to tell him that he is junior to me. The day he comes of my age, he may also become like that. But he tells me, look at your dadi. So anybody without any other information will be convinced that look at their dadi. And she has got magic power. You hold her hand. You start feeling so peaceful, so comfortable, so loveful, you don't want to leave the hand. I have seen she goes to a stranger, a chief minister of any state, he holds the hand, he doesn't want to leave. This president also told me. He said, he went to meet her. He said, Dadi put her hand on me. And he said, I was in tears, he told me. So therefore, what is this? So, doing extraordinary things, being in this world which has all the adversity itself is a proof that we are souls. So therefore Baba said, first be a child and then there is a proof that Baba's children became Bap Saman. You know the biggest festival, memorial, all the festivals are memorials of our Sangam Yuga, we know. Whether it is pilgrim centers, bathing places. So the biggest one, Shivratri, Baba says not only it is a birthday of both father and the child, children, not only Shiv Baba's image is worshipped, small stones of the same shape, some of different numbers, somewhere 8, somewhere 100 and are worshipped even up to today. What does it show, Bap Saman? That children must have performed something like father, that they are also remembered even up till today and worshipped. And what was that? Baba gave us that children, I know, I have given you the knowledge, but giving it to others, making them like of you and Baba is your responsibility. And that is what is Bap Saman, that we are roots. No roots get energy for themselves, even of a tree. Whatever the seed provides to the roots, Baba says seed is the initial thing, your basic thought. But then you require soft soil to get that seed. If you put it on a cemented floor, it will not work. Then you require watering, Gyan, Baba says. Then you require sunlight, which means yoga power and attention, and then it will sprout. But the roots, whatever they get, they throw up. The roots are always found live. Even if the tree above is dried, if you dig up, you will find the roots still have some water, some power. So we are the roots. Baba has made us the roots. Baba says, seed disappears. I don't come to the golden age. So it is our duty. In every Murli, Baba says, be happy, make others happy. Do this, let others do. So we are here only, not only on the journey ourselves, but it is our duty to make all people passengers for the journey. Withdraw them from their worldly this thing. What is this little you are doing? It is going to finish. And that is our job. So journey means not to repel passengers. In the worldly journey, if another passenger enters, people feel, oh, another one has come, he will share seat with us. Then he becomes a part of you. At the next station, he is part of you, and the next one comes, they say, a stranger has come. So this world's journeys are different. But this one, Baba says, we have to give them the ticket. Majority will go up, and Baba says, it is also in our interest that they are hanging up till the golden age and silver age are over. No one is allowed to come down and disturb you. That is also part of our job. That such souls who have to come later, let them go there. But that also, we have to give them liberation. So this is our job. Now the question. Huh?
Yeah. So any more questions?
More, yes? They have not asked any.
Okay, there's one.
Only one, huh? Is it possible?
He's asking, is it possible for him to come earlier than next cycle?
You can try. What is there? Maybe that this time also you have come earlier, then you would have come, maybe. Baba says, it is all open. The only thing is we ourselves assign numbers to ourselves. So everything is possible. Baba says it is a one second journey. But then that should be the final second. We should perform that journey and then nothing this and that. But if there is in us one thought of reaching the destination and other thought also of that completing my other things and then reaching the destination, then that will pull us down. In Baba's time, Brahma Baba's time, there was a sannyasi. You know sannyasi?
Yeah.
He came to Madhuban and he liked everything. He said, Baba, I want to stay here. Baba said, yes, it is Baba's house, you stay. So for about 10 days, he was very happy and he stayed. Baba said, you now stay here only. It is Baba's house, you just meditate, and he was very happy. But on 11th day, Baba was sitting in Pandav Bhavan, his big chair. I was also sitting. He came. He said, Baba, I have got a thought. Baba said, but you know, Baba, I have a setup there. I have my place there. I want to close everything and then come. Baba said, okay, you go, but come soon. And Baba told me he will not come. And he did not come. You see, this is the thing. Every day Baba says, but the thing is, one is my final decision that I am there now, here I am only closing my thing. Other thing is, I am closing my old account, opening my new accounts. I am giving my jacket in charity, but before that buying a new one. That will not help. This is the thing. And Baba has created all this Brahma Kumari setup, service, for this purpose only. That we are able to detach from our limited and come into the unlimited. So now the bhojan here we take is not of my kitchen, it is Baba's kitchen. And Baba says, even as trustees, living in your own home, also you can have this thing, but you have to pay attention. These things don't belong to us, they are resources. My body, Baba says, it's an old body, very precious body. It is a resource, but what for? So I forget that part and I say, body is very precious, and I become body conscious, start jogging at the time of class, this and that. Baba has said body is precious, but what for it is precious, that I forget. So this is the thing. Baba says, remember me and none else. I say, yes Baba, you and all others also. This is the problem. We do half of the thing. That is why it takes time. Otherwise it is possible. Baba doesn't say last but fast for no reason. There are reasons. If a person is having lot of luggage, so many children and big family, and to board a train, he will reach the platform 3 hours before arrival of the train. He has to manage the thing. But if a person has only a briefcase and his seat is reserved, he need not come beforehand. Similarly, there are many things Baba says. The chickpeas, if you want to boil, you have to soak it, put soda and then boil. But if you have to add tomato only, the dish you just in the end. So you should see only the bright side of thing. Why you have come late? Not because that we were more benefited by coming early. We required more hammering and you required less. Take that side of thing. If a person says, my house is, residence is 3 miles from the center, this person, he lives in the center itself, he has the advantage, he comes to the yoga from next room. No. From 3 miles, you take time, so from that time your yoga will be counted. That, oh, I have to go to yoga, I have to go to yoga. And the next one will say, still 5 minutes are there, let me wait here. So everything you have to see, from count what you have got. What we do is we start counting what others have got and we forget what we have got. They will say, Brijmohan Bhai is very blessed, Baba has given him place in the yajna, he must be. And I know, when I was doing my job and also doing service, I was utilizing my time much more carefully and preciously because I had to do both. So you can expand. So you can be very attentive in any condition and you can be careless in any conditions. It is up to us. So it is possible. Possible also because golden age is coming. You see, thing is, first of all, one mistake we do is we want to make the old new. The whole world wants to make the old new. They say, we do not want destruction. We want this old world to become peaceful. Old cannot become new. Supposing I have to become a baby. I cannot become the baby that I was, but I can become the baby which is going to be. So time moves forwards. So the whole world wants, this itself maybe is set right. This is now beyond redemption. So we must understand this is beyond redemption. I have to anyhow discard it. So if I am told by Baba, it is going to finish, you do it beforehand, it is our good luck. We know, so we should use that. So don't compare with others. Every soul has equal part. Baba has assigned me my role, I should see my role. And number two, old cannot become new. New has to be created. Finish. Theka bhai saab?
Baap Saman.
Okay, Baap Saman. Yeah. So everybody has a chance to be Baap Saman. Mm.
Wonderful.
Then I cannot say I am from South America, I am from Canada, I am from Malaysia. Huh? If you say Malaysia, you will remember Meera Bhain Center, Street Center and all that. I am from Paramdham, I have to go to Paramdham, wherever I am.
Where do you stand in your journey of Bapsaman?
What I have been doing up to now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Something, yeah.
So now the time is up. Next year, again at 11:15, we can share that. You are invited.